Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a topical thought, and we want to pursue the idea found in Scripture and look at how God names His people. Now, it's one thing what we call ourselves, but it's totally another what God refers to His people as in Holy Scripture, as inspired by the Spirit of God. We begin our look, and we'll be primarily in the book of Acts this week. We're in Acts chapter 5 this morning. We'll begin in verse number 12. The Bible tells us a little bit about the setting and what's going on. And the Bible says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch." Verse 13 says, "And the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them." Verse 14, "And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women." I want to look at this thought, believers. The Bible calls those Christians, those that have received Christ, calls them believers. I've encountered this in South America when they're talking to different folks and talking to missionaries. They would refer to someone as a believer. And of course, the Catholic religion is the national religion of, well, basically of most of the continent there, South America and Central America as well. But they would distinguish when you call someone a Christian in a Catholic country, then they think that you're talking about Catholicism, and that's what you're referring to. And so those that have received Christ, they talk to one another, and they refer to one another as believers. And it's interesting, because here we put a great deal on labels and on denomination and a lot of other things like that. But there, because they are so few and far between, it's not that they're ecumenical, it's just that they're glad to find someone else who is a believer. They're glad to find someone else who has given their heart and life to Christ and has believed in His shed blood for the salvation of their souls. Well, the word believer is a description of their convictions. Their convictions, some things that they're not willing to change, some things that they're not willing to, or can I say it this way, some things that have changed them. Not just not some things they're not willing to change, but some things that have changed them. Their convictions, things that they cannot be moved or cannot be changed over. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 4, and in verse number 12, a proof verse says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." And so Paul exhorts Timothy, just as Luke has exhorted us, the pen of Luke, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, talking about the phrase believers. Well, it's obviously in this day and hour, we have a lot of names and a lot of confusion about labels. But the question is, have you believed? Have you trusted in Christ alone? Not in the church, not in the dogma of the church, not in a series of catechisms or a series of confirmations, but have you trusted in Christ alone and His shed blood, His death, burial, and resurrection to get you to heaven? My friend, that's what separates a believer from an unbeliever. And in the book of Acts, we begin this thought this week, how God names His people with the word believer. And the word believer is a description of the convictions of the early church. Father, we pray that You'd take the thought now and use it to Your glory. We pray that You'd bless those that might be listening that are not believers. May they be saved in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.